It started out as a prank, babe. Once we realized that the three of us would have to be sharing the same bed in that small cabin. You, me, and your close friend Derek. I knew you'd choose to sleep in the middle. Less chance for any hanky-panky to go on between your sexy girlfriend and your close friend. I also knew that you didn't think it was ideal to have to sleep in the middle, but it would only be for one night. And we'd already predetermined the arrangements before we came up to the cabin. We'd been joking around casually about the sleeping arrangements all night. And when you left to get dinner, Derek and I joked about them some more, and that's kind of when we came up with the plan. Granted, he came more prepared than I did. So that night, I snuck out of bed while you and Derek were asleep. I found a strap-on cock that Derek had packed as a prank. I slipped my panties off and slipped the strap-on on. I took my tits out of the lingerie that I was wearing. Just let them spill out over the top. And I snuck back into bed behind you. You were facing Derek, and he was facing the wall. I made sure to keep my hips pretty far away from yours, so you wouldn't notice the strap-on cock I was wearing at first. I pressed my bare breasts against your back. I heard you moan softly in your sleep. Then I started kissing your neck and rubbing your chest, and you moaned again. Instinctively, you just responded to me as I touched you. I slid my hand down over your chest and belly and lower over your boxers, and I could feel your cock hardening, especially when my hand drifted over it. And you were at that stage in between sleep and awake, kind of subconsciously knowing that for some reason we shouldn't be fooling around, but not quite awake enough to remember that one of your close friends was right in bed beside us. And I slipped my hand down in your boxers and took your cock out and started stroking you. You got rock hard in no time flat then. And it was hot to stroke you. You moaned a little, still drowsy. That's when Derek rolled over, turned to face you and I. He could see me behind you. I thought he would giggle or laugh, knowing that the prank was underway, but I'd already taken it further than I'd meant. I wasn't supposed to be stroking your cock outside of your boxers. But I don't know. When your cock gets hard, I just want to touch it, babe. And the way I was leaning kind of over you, Derek could see the outline of part of my breast against the back of your chest and your arm. He saw my pretty, soft hand with my long painted nails stroking your cock. I could see his cock getting hard. And no, it really wasn't your cock making him hard. Just the scene. what I was doing to you. The way you were responding to me and moaning and even rocking your hips a little. I saw Derek adjust himself under his own boxers, and he kind of moaned when his hand touched his cock over the material. I looked at him, looked down at his bulge, and it was like we were silently communicating with each other in the darkness. I nodded my head at him. I wanted him to take his cock out. I wanted to see it, babe. I wanted to see how hard this prank kind of gone awry was making him. And he slowly slid his boxers just down low enough that his cock would spring free. And he started stroking it. Couple strokes, but I don't know, something came over me, babe, and I wanted to be the one stroking him. I leaned my other hand down between the two of you, and I wrapped it around his cock, leaning more and more onto your body, forgetting for an instant that I was wearing a strap-on cock, and now that hard plastic dick was pressed against the plush globes of your ass. And as I started stroking your cock in one hand and Derek's in the other, he moaned. And his cock started to leak from the tip. It was so hot. You were slowly coming around. I could hear you moaning, mumbling a little, and finally, you were awake. You realized that my hand was on your cock. You liked it. And you looked down, and you were shocked at first to see my other hand stroking Derek's cock, but you didn't tell me to stop. You didn't get upset. You actually just let your body relax and slid your cock back and forth into my hand. And when I took the head of Derek's leaking cock and brushed it against your tip, you didn't stop me. In fact, you whimpered, and so did he. It was just so unexpectedly dirty, babe. Then I tugged on Derek's cock a little, trying to get him to come closer. And he did. He shifted his body closer to yours, so that first few inches of his cock were alongside the first few inches of yours. And I put my hand over both of your cocks together and started to stroke you up and down, feeling your pre-cum and his dripping into my hands, adding the perfect amount of lube for me to stroke the two of you. And there's only so much I could do leaning over you. And I really wanted to stroke both of you together like this. I wanted to use both of my hands. I wanted to wrap around both of your cocks. I wanted to get them so close. But in order to do that, I'd have to get in closer to you, which meant pushing that plastic cock even tighter against your ass. And of all the reactions I thought you'd have, babe, wriggling against me and moaning, feeling that hard cock pressed up against your plush-ass cheeks. That wasn't the reaction I had in mind. But I liked it. I found myself grinding my pussy against the strap-on I was wearing. I was getting so wet and turned on, stroking the two of your cocks and my hands against each other, hearing the slick sounds of your pre-cum lubing up your shafts, the two of you moaning, you looking down at your girl's hand on those two cocks, Derek alternating his view from my pretty face and my breasts to my hand on your cock, and you grinding your ass back in slow circles against the cock I was wearing. So much so that eventually it slipped up between the crack, and I started slipping and sliding the length of it, just up and down between your ass cheeks. And I heard you moan, and I felt a shiver run through your body. I knew, babe. I knew that I could give you so much pleasure with this. Then you would never have asked for it. You would have balked at the idea, but something about tonight just made it feel right. And I looked Derek in the eyes, with my lips near your ear. You could hear me saying, "Take over for me, Derek. Take over stroking your cocks." You heard me. You knew his hand was going to replace mine. That he was going to be stroking the two of you together. I think he even did a better job since his hand was so much bigger than mine. Could really fit around the two of you. Plus, in his position, he could put both hands to much better use. You could have stopped him. You didn't. You felt his hand wrap around your cock and his. You felt it moving closer, and he slid his cock underneath yours. One of his hands on the top of your cock, the other cradling his, as he slid his cock up and down, his hands up and down against you. And he felt me moving behind you, the strap-on I was wearing momentarily pulled away from your ass. I heard you whimper. You liked exactly where it was. And I shushed you. "Shh, it's okay. Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna give you what you need." And I licked and spit into my palm, making sure to get it nice and wet, as I lubed up the dick that I was wearing. And I whispered against your ear, as you were rocking your dick into Derek's hands, "Open up for me, baby." Oh, you shivered, and your eyes rolled back in your head. You hesitated for a few heartbeats, not sure what to do. You were so conflicted. Did you really want to feel my cock? You knew what I meant. I was going to put it in your ass. It could bring you so much pleasure. You knew that, and I knew that. We'd watch some pegging videos and prostate massage videos together. You were always unsure, but your cock was always hard watching them. Curious as to how that would feel, how much pleasure you could get. Finally, I saw your hand slide down, cover one of your ass cheeks, and spread it for me. I kiss your neck, push my breasts up against you, slid the wet tip of my cock right there, right against your ass, and you were spreading open, offering it to me. I knew I'd never get this opportunity again. I had to take it. I slowly started to push past that tight ring. You were whimpering. And as if Derek knew exactly what you needed, he tightened his grip on your two cocks together and started stroking faster. I rubbed your shoulders, clung to you, whispered in your ear, almost, just a little more, baby. Relax. Let me in. Take my cock. Oh, and you whimpered at that. You let your body relax, and only then did I slip in past that resistance. Slip in just the tip. And I held it there. Let you breathe and adjust. And even Derek just held his hands still around your cocks. Let you take in the feeling of the first moment when you had a cock in your ass. Remembering it, savoring it. And as I slowly started to push inside you, Derek started stroking you, moaning, slipping and sliding his cock faster against you, spinning in one of his hands to add more lube. And I pushed in deeper. And you took my cock. You took it in. And I knew the minute it hit that pleasure point inside you, your whole body bucked and jolted like a zap of electricity flowed through you, but in a good way. And you gripped the pillow. You even grabbed onto Derek's shoulder with your other hand, and you bit your lip, and you pushed back deeper, and you whimpered. Oh, I asked you if it felt good, if you liked my cock in your ass. All you kept doing was begging, saying, yes, please, yes, please, yes, please. I don't even think you knew what you were begging for, whether it was for Derek to keep stroking you guys together like it was, or for me to keep fucking your ass, just slowly sliding just the tiniest bit out and then back in, hitting that pleasure point over and over and over again until you couldn't stand it. You started to come all over Derek's cock. I could feel you squeezing against me. Feel your body tense and then just explode into orgasmic pleasure. Derek came too. How could he not? Watching you and I in the throes of pleasure. Yes, even me. I couldn't stand it. The noises you were making, the way your body was bucking, the way you were biting your lip and whimpering. I'd never seen you experience that kind of pleasure. As I saw Derek's cock start to drip out and could hear the slick sounds of the two of you creaming each other's cocks in Derek's hands, I came all over that strap on I was wearing, soaking myself. You could feel me against your thighs, wetting you, squirting all over her, that cock in her ass just being clamped down so tight. And then, we all caught our breath. It eased cock out of your ass, and that was a bit much for you to take. You were soaked with Derek's cum. I was soaked with my own. We had no words. We all just stared at each other in awe. Definitely not how I expected what began as a prank to end up. But I was not disappointed. I stood up out of the bed and reached for you. You were shaky, babe, still trembling, and I led you to the shower. Derek ended up in the other bathroom, cleaning himself off, but you and I, we showered together. I cleaned your cock and your ass and your legs and your chest. I remember you leaning me up against the tiled wall and kissing me so slowly and deeply and resting your forehead against mine. And all you said was, "Thank you." I was so relieved, man. You hadn't said much before that. Hadn't said a thing, actually, as I washed you off, but I didn't either. I was too scared you'd be upset with me. That I crossed the line, that Derek crossed the line, that I'd ruined our friendship with him. And that wasn't the case at all. I brought you the most pleasure you've ever had. And nothing's changed. Derek and you and I are still just buddies and pals, and we joke around and hang out. And you don't crave his cock as much as you enjoyed the night the three of us spent together. You do crave my cock, though, don't you, babe? You want it again. I know. You have a hard time still admitting that. You can usually be so dominant, so in control. But I figured that a little reminder of how much you enjoyed that night might help make you more agreeable. Because you see, babe, I'm wearing my strap on again, and I think it's time you and I had some playtime with it on our own. See if we can recreate the pleasure you felt that night. And if not, heck, we could always invite Derek back tomorrow night and try again. What do you say?